Grain futures were mixed with notable strength back in the wheat market, specifically soft red winter wheat Chicago, showing the gains in September, leading the hard wheats back higher with it. Yesterday, we had that substantial losses on corn, soybeans, and wheat, you know, tied to improving weather for the modeling into next week for the Western Corn Belt, but also because President Trump went off the cuff about, you know, penalizing Spain for not contributing money towards NATO. Well, he can't do that. And, of course, Spain is a big buyer of U.S. corns, more specifically over the past winter. And with the drought over there, likely to be a buyer going forward. They're thinking as much as 150 million bushels of corn and dry distillers grains. Excuse me, I couldn't get that out. But that said, that had put the correction on the corn market down to the 450 value, which seems to be stabilizing right now as Trump cannot knock Spain out of any kind of a deal. They're tied to the EU bloc, and so you can go off the cuff, but then there's the reality of things. And so this can be recovered. We go into tomorrow's WASDE data. By the way, the noontime weather maps didn't really go negative for grain prices. Actually, kind of friendly. Went a little more warmer, a little more drier than what this morning showed for the GFS. So we'll see what the euro does here at 1 o'clock. But we still have corn and soybeans lower on the day, while the wheat trade is higher on the session heading into tomorrow's WASDE numbers. Currently, Chicago, September, up 12 and a quarter cents, 620. Kansas, September, up 8 3/4, 654. Minneapolis, September, up 8.5 cents to 639 1/4. December gains 7.5 cents to 660 1/4. In the corn market, September corn off 3 3/4, 431 1/4. December off 4 1/4, 452. Now, in the soybeans, yes, we did find some more beans sold to China this morning, 130,000 metric tons, a little smaller than what maybe they were hoping to see. So the beans softer by 15 3/4 cents on the August, 1177 3/4 as a two-day correction takes place there from the big gains on the week. November soybeans, they're down 10 cents at 1182 1/4. Over in the livestock trade, continuing buckling down technically. These are some pretty bad closes if we occur here. The August cattle would be down 9 days in a row. I went back over the last year, whether it's the August live cattle contract or any continuation contract, we've never been down 9 days in a row. But today we will be if we don't get a miracle in the next 20 minutes, which is pretty doubtful. Box beef down $1.38 on the choice select, up $1.10. Cash trade, Kansas, Oklahoma, $2.48. That's down about $7 from last week. That cash market can move fast when it wants to come apart. Feeder index was up $3.70 to $374.45. But tell it to somebody that cares. The board muscling out new lows here on August cattle, taking out the June lows, it's looking like pretty soon. Even feeder cattle heading for that. August cattle down 270, 234.92. October down 235, 231.20. December giving up 245 at 231.20. Feeder cattle August lower by $6.05, 356.20. September off 560, 352.95. November down $5.02 to 345.87. January feeder cattle back under 340, down 495 at 339.45, a big discount to the cash trade by $35. Smells like a Mexican border opening coming sometime in your future. Don't know when, but what else would put in that kind of a discount ahead of a cash trade that we have? In the hogs, big changes. August down $1.55 to 98.10, while October up 5 cents. Your fall contract, a lot different than the summer contracts. We are up right now 5 cents at 85.57 for October hogs. Gold up $59 today. We're $4,142 on August. Silver's up $2.23, $60.77. Bitcoin, the July contract, up $585 to $63,015. And crude oil on full retreat from yesterday's gains, hitting $76 early yesterday morning when President Trump said we're going to start pounding on Iran again. Well, we're pounding pretty good without a lot of resistance, a lot of talk from the Iranians. They are launching missiles at their neighbors in Bahrain and Qatar, but nothing to affect our oil transit and production as President Trump looks to hammer any ability for the Iranians to stop the Strait of Hormuz exit of fuel. or I should say oil, down $2.03 on August crude oil, $71.48. Gasoline down 8¾ cents a gallon, $3.15. Diesel fuel, well, down 11 cents a gallon right now, $3.54.5. Any questions on trading commodity futures or getting a look at our newsletter, go to the website, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.